The Outer Space in Me, After Major Jackson, by Kenton K. Yee. The outer space in me, weightless, devoid and dark, yet mottled with stars, planets, moonlight, feelings, memories, colorful eruptions, and all kinds of forces. From Earth, the outer space in me looks cold and crystalline, intentional and chaotic. What you can't see are the crabs, cobwebs, sensuous octopi with basset hound eyes, purring servals that can maw without warning, like Carl K. in third grade. Children all over the outer space in me love to draw sunflowers and pterodactyls. Astronomers in me have unremitting curiosity, which I stoke with a kaleidoscope of asteroids, twinkling dapples, chaos, and prospects of pleasure domes and sci-fi empires. Entrepreneurs in me are racing to develop clean energy and other miracles from the quantum mechanics in me. I was not born with an outer space in me. It formed to fill the blank canvas left after pop culture tornadoes blew away the statues of God and angels that Catholic school sculpted in me. Now, math and art fill the outer space in me, leaving no room for religion and other static architectures. This is why I keep my stars fiery and far apart, to allow every species in me to evolve, whatever they will, without interference, to build their own inner outer space or fade out.